So right, when we're talking about the differences in performance between FC United before the game today, how sometimes we can everything we touch can go in, and sometimes we have game we have days like today where we've had we have had the chances, haven't we? Really, during the game.
Yeah, we've had some very good chances, to be honest. We've had obviously the one that hit the bar in the first half. Had the Norts one that hit the post, but we've also actually created, you know, a few chances where the ball's been headed across the goal, and we haven't had anybody coming in on it to put the finishing bits. So yeah, I agree with that. You know, we could have scored a couple ourselves, but at the end of the day, we're letting in silly little goals. You know, goals that maybe an under-10s team could defend.
Well, we said defensive errors, basically, obviously, for the penalty and also for the tapping at the near post.
Mm.
So that we've already mentioned that the two goals have come in that way because of you like errors that we can correct. Mm. I'm interested to think what you're thinking was with changing the tactics. You said the other week to me after the game, it's all about finding that key to unlock a good defence.
Mm.
Charlie, you've got the best defence in the league,
mm.
and it was noticeable to me anyway. I'd hear your thoughts before I tell you what I was seeing about how you were thinking of unlocking that defence and what you changed in the second half to try and unlock the Charlie defence.
Yeah, well, I feel that we did unlock the defence on a couple of occasions. What we didn't do was pull the trigger then. You know, there's little bits where we need to get a little bit more support, maybe up to knots a little bit quicker, but there's ways of doing that which the lads have been told, you know, to do. There's only one ball on the field, which a lot of people seem to forget. They look at the team as a mass, and they look at 22 players against 22 players. The only thing that does the damage on a football field is a football, right? That either goes in the net or out the net. That's the thing you need to deal with. You either need to deal with it. If you're struggling from crosses, you need to deal with it from source, right? The source is invariably in wide areas. After it's left the player's foot in a wide area and it's in the box, then you've got to cope with what comes. And that's what we tend to be doing. We're not defending it at its source, and the source is in a wide area.
What was the situation with Kyle Jacobs being substituted?
We've had a few, and I don't like to harp on about it, but we've had a few little injury problems. We had Wolfie broke down in the warm-up with his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Kyle Jacobs with hamstring.
That's hamstring, was it again? How is he now?
He's chugging on, just see how he goes. And then we've got Torpy, again, with an hamstring, you know, so...
Rocky Raquel season.
Yeah, that's another thing we're going to have to sort of look at, to be honest, like, you know.
We've lost a lot of the width there, haven't we, really? A lot of the things you think that would unlock a tight defence.
Yeah, definitely. But, like I say, it's easy to point fingers at little things like that, you know, that upset your rhythm and, you know, your formation, your plans. But these things are sent to, you know, to work out and solve. So I don't really dwell on them too, you know, too much as an excuse.
Yeah. Okay. So we've done what we needed to do today. We've got today out of the way, I think. As well, the other thing about the day like today is the distractions of the build-up as well, obviously, which we've talked with Walshy about at before the game and at half-time.
Mm.
So we don't need to dwell on those. Did you have did you say something before the game? You had a message you wanted to put out.
Yeah. What it was that, you know, all the playing staff and the football staff, like, you know, right the way through, the players, coaches, and whatever. You know, we respect our fans' opinions, and we respect you know, their decisions. And as far as we're concerned, like, you know, I'd like to thank you for supporting us from a distance, you know, hopefully at the likes of the Miners Club and things, you know. And you know, we'll be behind you all the way. That's how it is, you know. You back us when we need backing, and we'll back you guys, you know, when you need a little bit of backing. So, you know, tremendous, well done. And all credit for you to, you know, for sticking up for your own opinions and your ethics and morality. That's excellent.